You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Michelle Lang, the co-founder of SUBTA, the Subscription Trade Association, or SUBTA, located in the Detroit suburb of Royal Oak, Michigan, is the only trade organization for the subscription commerce industry. Launched in 2017, the association's mission is to support the growth of subscription businesses through networking, professional development, customer service benchmarking, profitable growth, and fostering a socially conscious subscription box industry. Michelle, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm thrilled to be joining you.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on SUBTA. So for starters, tell us about SUBTA and how it did get started.
Absolutely. I'd love to, Eric. So interestingly enough, SUBTA got started because, amazingly, Google couldn't help us. We were basically my partners who had a subscription box called Gentleman's Box. Were looking for help to really grow to the next level, and they couldn't find really any help. So essentially, they said, okay, well, let's invite a lot of other people who might know and share some of the same challenges we're going through. So they launched something last year called the Subscription Summit, and we had nearly 200 people, actually, and it really elevated this issue of subscription commerce and box companies needing a place to connect, to talk, to share great ideas, and really grow. So I kind of ended up helping them out with that, and we launched the next Subscription Summit this last May out in Austin, Texas, where we had nearly 500 people. And what we found is that the 2 days was fantastic, but everybody's like, we want to keep this going. So we said, you know what, then we need a trade association to really handle the other 363 days in the year and really start building that community and, more importantly, the ecosystem that can help, you know, the companies, the vendor partners, and really, at the end of the day, the customers, you know, have a great experience.
Certainly sounds very exciting. Now, if one joins SUBTA, what benefits will it provide the subscriber?
Well, it really does help you find a place to start asking the questions that you want to ask or you need to ask. So we have a tremendous amount of resources that we're building out. We also provide networking because, again, that's how people learn nowadays, right? They look at things online, but then they talk to other, you know, business owners like themselves and entrepreneurs that are having some of the same challenges. And what's really cool, what we've heard from our community is that's exactly what they feel like when they get together. It's most of the companies are not competing against each other. So there's a tremendous amount of sharing and helping and mentoring that goes on throughout this community that we're building. Another advantage of joining SUBTA is we have a very strong focus on helping elevate that member experience. So we have a lot of resources, and as you mentioned earlier, Eric, we also are developing a whole customer benchmarking survey tool to help all these companies really get the customers having the experience that they deserve. And then another focus for SUBTA is we're promoting social good and sustainability issues. So we have research that's going to be funding different sustainability issues. For instance, we create a lot of boxes. There's a lot of cardboard, you know, flying around. So working with our different vendor partners in terms of different recycling alternatives and solutions, and then also other packaging options. So, you know, we believe that really any business that starts nowadays should have an element also of social good. So we're participating in something called Pledge 1%, which is a give-back program that was actually started by Mark Benioff of Salesforce fame. And so, you know, a percentage of even of SUBTA will actually go towards doing good as well. So there's a lot of different ways that you can kind of enter SUBTA and hopefully get an awful lot of value.
Now, Michelle, if a company wanted to start their own subscription box company, what advice would you give that individual?
Okay. Well, first, I hope they join Subto, of course. But really, to start a subscription box company here, I think they have to focus first and foremost on solving some kind of a problem. Sometimes people get into businesses because it's an area they love and they want to share their passion with others. That's a great reason to be looking at a market. But if you really want to be successful, you have to solve a problem. It's not only about discovery and delight. It's about solving a legitimate problem. And then second, you know what? You need to just build that first box. You know, go beyond the analysis, do your research, but then actually build the box. And then the third most important thing, might not be perfect, but ship it, because that's how you're going to start getting in touch and finding out, wow, this was really able, you know, people really enjoyed this particular box, or wow, this really helped them solve a problem. And so really it's, you know, solve a problem, build the box, and then ship it. And then that's when the real exciting fun part starts, is you start learning how to make an even better box and hopefully growing your subscriber base.
Today we are joined by Michelle Lang, the co-founder of the Subscription Trade Association, or SUPTA, located in the Detroit suburb of Royal Oak, Michigan, the only trade organization for the subscription commerce industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Michelle, if you would, could you give us some examples of subscription boxes that are currently doing it right?
Oh, I'd love to, Eric. Oh, my goodness, where to start? Because there are so many of them that are doing a great job and really satisfying a lot of customers. Let's see. Well, you know, one of the things I mentioned earlier in the show is the importance of solving a problem. So one of our Cube Award winners, which is our annual recognition of the kind of the best boxes, one of them is called BitsBox, B-I-T-S-B-O-X. And what they did is they actually solved a problem. And the problem was, we all know and we all hear in the press how more kids need to learn to love coding, right? We're short of people who can code in this country. At the same time, camps are expensive if you want to send your kids, you know, to camp for whatever the topic. And then there was another problem going on, which is many educators are vexed by the summer brain drain where kids stop learning during the summer. So you kind of combine those, and what BitsBox created is literally a box that goes right into the home three times during the summer, other times of the year as well, and really help kids learn to code actually on their own in a really kind of fun, interactive manner. And they get to use their imagination to create cool things. And kind of the cool thing, Eric, is the parents don't need to know how to do it. So maybe they'll even learn something watching over, you know, their son or their daughter's shoulder while they're learning to code. So BitsBox is a really cool kids box. There's some other boxes out there that, you know, again, there's so many fantastic ones. There is Loot Crate, and Loot Crate is all about fandom, you know, people who just love, whether it's Game of Thrones or different programs or baseball. But what's cool about Loot Crate is they are so passionate, and they love their looters. So their looters are basically their members, and they really focus on them. And then they have, from a business side, they have a smart business model where they have exclusive licensing rights for many of the products they include in the boxes. So they can give their looters kind of that, you know, I'm the only, you know, people that are getting this cool item. And that mind of exclusivity is really important to a successful box as well. So here's another box that I think is just a fantastic one, is, and these are ones are that are revolving really around and tapping into the power of personalization. So personalizing these boxes is also another critical success factor. And you know, you've probably heard of the Stitch Fixes and the Trunk Clubs, which offer a stylized, a personal stylist experience for men and women. So those are pretty, you know, large and growing. But you can even take a look at it in some products you might not think about, such as wine. And there's a subscription box out there called Wink, W-I-N-C, kind of clever name there. And they actually created something called a palate profile system and individual wine rankings to help make monthly wine recommendations to each of their members. And then when the members get their wine, you know, because most of us are not professional wine tasters, each bottle comes with a tasting video, then there's food pairing suggestions, a wine card with a recipe pairing, and lots of other great stuff to really make that an experience. And that's another element of successful subscription boxes, is when they get out of the box, And they recognize that once you do that unboxing, how can that experience in your home or at your office or wherever you open it really become a very personalized experience? So those are, I mean, I could kind of go on and on, Eric, but those are a few of the subscription boxes that I think are just hitting it out of the park.
And I would say so, and certainly some helpful information as well. Now, what does the future hold for SUPTA, and what's next?
Oh, well, that's a great question. So one of the things that we're doing is we are expanding our number of events. So while we have our annual event, we're also going to different areas of the country and then also hoping to plant a flag in from the global side of the network in Europe and Australia eventually here and be able to provide a network so that during the other parts of the year, high growth subscription companies can get together and address issues and problems and opportunities in smaller groups. So one of those is called 6+, and we're launching that in LA this fall, actually. And that's for companies who are aspiring to get to at least 100,000 members or more. That's the 6+ for six digits there, you know, can get together. So we're facilitating that. And we also have a number of other products that we're working through with our advisory board to bring out to our market soon over the next 6 to 9 months. So, you know, the key thing, Eric, is we want to really reflect what our members need and how to help them grow these enduringly fantastic subscription businesses that solve problems and help people every day.
Well, Michelle, it certainly has been good to have had you, and I think it's phenomenal what you're doing through SUPTA, and I definitely want to give you a chance to give us a final word or a closing thought, a takeaway, or a tip here in conclusion.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Eric. I would ask people if they are interested in getting into the subscription business, do by all means. This is an area of opportunity and growth, whether you are a mom and pop that just has, you know, your favorite, you know, homemade jam that you'd like to share with people, all the way up to the large companies who are also entering the market. And I think the key thing, again, is make sure that you're solving a problem, that you're focused on the customer, and how do you kind of create that discovery, delight, and convenience on an everyday matter. And good luck. So we hope to see a lot more companies entering the space. And we're here to help. So SUPTA.com.
I was just about to ask you. It is SUPTA.com. Michelle, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio and wishing you and SUPTA continued success.
Great. Thanks again, Eric, for having us.
And it's been more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Michelle Lang, the co-founder of the Subscription Trade Association, or SUPTA, located in the Detroit suburb of Royal Oak, Michigan, the only trade organization for the subscription commerce industry. And for all the details, visit SUPTA.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.